So as you gather here today, and you're keenly aware that it's Remembrance Sunday,
and it's the 100th anniversary of the day of the signing of the armistice in World War I, and how grateful were people that finally it has stopped. How grateful were they? And I'm told that it was 6 o'clock in the morning that they actually stopped the fighting and signed a document, and that 11 a.m., it was effective 11 a.m., the end of it. But it hasn't been the end of it, has it? It was hoped, and boy, the day that it did stop, everyone stopped, right? But then you find out about people who didn't hear that an agreement had been reached, and what happens in human hearts. He continued on, despite the proclamation of people with power to stop bullets flying. And it's a serious day. But as we consider remembrance, could I ask you to look at John chapter 2 in your Bibles and see there about remembrance? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the fourth gospel. Back quarter of any Bible. John chapter 2. Look what it says there. Starting at verse 13 of John chapter 2, it says, "The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers, and he overturned their tables. Such was the order of the world that had invaded even the courts of the temple as Jesus found it there." And look at verse 17. His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." And so the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" And Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I'll raise it up." And the Jews said, "It's taken 46 years to build this temple. Will you raise it in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When, therefore, he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this. And they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. They believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them, because he knew all people, and he needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in a human. And that's the reading of the Word of God this morning on the subject of remembrance. We want to now pause. We want to recognize the people who have fallen in service of our nation, the hundreds of people whose names are on the cenotaph in the town. And so we just want to have that moment of silence now. From the poem "For the Fallen" by Lawrence Binyon. "They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them." And so as we sit here and we consider remembrance and we look at those words, "we will remember them." And it's the same month as remember the 5th of November, right? And today, we'll celebrate this Last Supper of Jesus Christ, fulfilling his words, "Do this in remembrance of me." So on November 11th, we remember the fallen people from our communities who have died in our defense fallen warriors, the honor of soldiers who dutifully went to do what needed to be done. And on November 5th, maybe other patriots would have us remember the end of treasonous cowards who planned violence against our countrymen. Perhaps that. And then Christians gathered in this place every Sunday will celebrate the table of remembrance of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As we've been reminded this week about the sacrifice of others on our behalf, has anyone mentioned to you Jesus of Nazareth? Is his name on the lips of people as we talk about sacrifice, one for the many, who suffered and died for you and me and rose up from the grave, who's alive today and will return to judge the living and the dead, whose present and coming kingdom will have no end? We are here to remember this. Here is where that job gets done. We're part of a 2,000-year commitment to remember this.